And welcome to Juno Afternoon. It's Thursday, December 5th. My name is Shona Strasser. And Thursday, December 5th, 2013, the day of the passing of Nelson Mandela. And we will have a special, KTO News will be airing a special NPR program observing today's passing of Nelson Mandela tonight at 7 p.m. And we have a great show lined up for you today. We'll get an update on the KTO holiday auction with Christy Chambor. Beth Weigel will be here to highlight upcoming activities at the library. We'll talk with Larry West about a partnership between Discovery Southeast and the Foggy Mountain Shop. We'll talk with M.K. McNaughton about her first Friday show opening at the Sketch Gallery. And Nancy DeCherney will be here with Arts Up. All that and more on Juno Afternoon. And first, National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Extreme cold weather is hitting reservations in the Northern Plains. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jennifer Jones has more.
Forecasters say highs will barely reach 0 degrees across South Dakota today, and wind chills will drop well below zero. Steve Tremarkey is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Rapid City.
Winds will increase a little bit today, so those wind chills will stay down in that 20 to 30 below zero range. Tonight, temperatures will drop anywhere between 10 and 25 below zero.
In the southeastern part of the state, forecasters are calling for wind chills of 10 to 20 degrees below zero and 20 to 30 below in the northeast. Weather experts say those cold temps will last for the next few days. They say residents should focus on staying warm today. Those temps can be dangerous if people are not prepared. For National Native News, I'm Jennifer Jones in South Dakota.
Last week, a judge set a deadline for a federal agency to come up with a new plan to protect marine life from Navy testing off the West Coast. Tribal and environmental groups are fighting for the protection. Chris Thomas reports.
The Fisheries Service issues 5-year permits for the training, and tribal and wildlife advocates had challenged the latest one. Attorney Kristen Boyles with Earth Justice says they're asking that some areas be avoided during certain times of year when the loud, shrill sonar disrupts underwater feeding and breeding.
There's not one square inch of our coastline which is off limits to Navy training. We don't have any desire to stop training, but we do think that it shouldn't be anywhere, anytime, anyhow.
Boyle says studies show that sonar can also interfere with the animals' navigation, prompting some to strand themselves trying to flee the sound. But the permit allows a certain number of marine life casualties as part of the Navy training. The court ruled 2 months ago that the Fisheries Service had not taken new studies into account that show whales and other marine mammals are more sensitive to sonar than previously thought. Boyle says the new plan also has to take the long-term effects of sonar use into account.
What the court found back in September was you can't just look at a 5-year chunk when you know that this activity is going to take place for decades.
The new deadline for updating the permit is August. The Fisheries Service had asked the court for a more limited review and wanted to wait until the current permit expires. I'm Chris Thomas, Washington News Service.
The holiday season is here, and dietitians on the Fond du Lac Reservation in Minnesota are reaching out to kids and their parents. As J.P. Rehnquist with WGZS reports, they talked about making healthy food and lifestyle choices.
Jennifer Hall, Fond du Lac Minoyuin Human Services dietitian, is holding a chocolate bar in one hand and a slice of watermelon in the other.
So, if you're having a snack, which one should you pick, do you think, most of the time?
Hall visited Fond du Lac Band's early childhood programs with diabetes prevention health educator Katie Hughes to mark November as Diabetes Prevention Month. Both educators say that it is not enough to talk with kids about healthy choices. Kids need their parents and grandparents to model healthy lifestyles. And according to Hughes, don't wait until New Year's Day to make the change.
There's 34 days between Thanksgiving and New Year's, and talking about what we can do in between there instead of all of a sudden eating really bad and then trying to do it, you know, January. So getting them on a good start at Thanksgiving and carrying them through the holidays.
Hughes and Hall say that it is hard to lose weight over the holidays, but it may be more realistic to avoid gaining weight by eating less, choosing natural foods over processed items, and adding outdoor activities to your list of holiday traditions. For National Native News, I'm J.P. Rehnquist in Cloquet, Minnesota.
During this week in 1973, Shirley Plume was appointed superintendent of the Standing Rock Agency in North Dakota, becoming the first Native woman to hold such a Bureau of Indian Affairs position. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. My name is Shona Strasser, and in the studio with me, I have Christy Chambor. Hi, Christy.
Shona.
So, holiday auction.
Dun, dun, ah, it's over, everybody. The auction is over. And I just want to say thank you.
Noisemaker.
Exactly. There's a celebration going on here.
That's right.
And I just wanted to say thank you to the entire community and then also just remind the winning bidders that tomorrow, 10 a.m., you can start coming on down to pick up your goodies. So come on down. And if you have any questions, shoot me an email. It's in your winning bidder email is my email, or you can give me a call, 463-6426.
How cool. So if people missed out, because there are people that miss out on things like that.
Correct.
When can we look forward to the next one?
Right now we're scheduled to have a spring auction. We have not set the dates yet, but definitely thinking spring, thinking thaw. Warmer weather, there will be an auction. And we may not have something in the interim, but I don't want to say too much yet. Nothing to confirm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So a successful auction all in all.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Perfect. And you can pick up your things.
Tomorrow, cool. 10 a.m.
It's been great listening to your updates, so I appreciate that.
Sean, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on today.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much. And in, holiday. Holiday auction. Here's a little holiday tunes for you.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Decorations.
And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. My name is Shona, and in the studio with me, I have Beth Weigel. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Shona.
And you're all librarian and librarying.
Librarian it up.
That's what I was going to say.
That's how we
actually
talk over there, you know? We're all about that.
So, speaking of librarian it up, what's going on?
What's going on? It's December.
Indeed.
And, you know, I just have to say, we had a fabulous November. Thank you to everybody who came out to the different events in November, particularly people who participated in NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. We teamed up with the Writing Center at UAS, and there were several people who wrote 50,000 words in November, so congratulations to them.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No. In fact, I don't think I really did anything productive in November, so that's fabulous.
Did you eat?
Yeah, maybe. If you got it.
Eat some turkey? No, we had a great November, and we're really looking forward to a great December, and we've got some really fun things happening again at the library, of course, and so we have the Tech Petting Zoo going on right now in Douglas Library throughout the month. Do you want to know what that is?
Of course I do.
You can come and play with a variety of our e-readers and tablets, including the Nook and the Kindle and the iPad and the Android, or bring your own device, and we'll show you how you can, you know, have access to e-books and audiobooks. It's great. You know, if you're thinking about getting something like that for Christmas, for friends or loved ones, it might be a great opportunity to learn how to play with that and get all your reading material so that you can travel more free from, you know, stuff.
And I like that. It's better than a real petting zoo,
mm-hmm.
right? You won't get your foot peed on or anything.
Nope, they're not going to bite.
Right.
We also have Navigating Alaska's Health Insurance Options. We've got several sessions of that happening now that everybody's really interested in understanding all that. There's a wide variety of those happening at the various libraries. I believe the next one will be tomorrow, the 6th. It'll be at the downtown library at noon, and then we'll have them all throughout the month. So if you have some questions about Health Insurance Navigator, Crystal Borland will be there to talk about the Affordable Health Care Act, consumer protections, and how to navigate that marketplace.
You know, it's really fabulous you're doing that because I know so many people have so many questions.
That's right. Yeah. And now things seem to be working and everybody's getting on it.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to bring back, I think I talked a little bit about having the labyrinth for Halloween. Well, we decided to do that as an installation at the Valley Library for the month of December. So every Friday and Saturday at the Valley Library, you can come and walk our 20-foot by 20-foot labyrinth and just sort of, you know, have a little meditative walking time. Everybody celebrates the holidays a little differently, so that may be something that will be a new tradition for you. And, of course, we have our movies, and I'm wondering if you might guess what movie we would be playing for our family movie.
Is it Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
No.
Is it is it Miracle on 34th Street?
Yes, and it's the original Miracle on 34th Street, and that's, of course, at the Douglas Public Library on Sunday, December 8th at 3 p.m. And, of course, we started, as Olga told us last month, we have our Spanish movies as well, and so you can come and, if you're interested in learning Spanish or watching a movie in Spanish, Puss in Boots will be played on Tuesday the 17th at 5:15 at the Douglas Library. Beyond that, we will be taking a break from our toddler times and story times. I think next week we'll still have them, but then we'll take about a three-week break from that. And, you know, things quiet down a little bit at the library, but we are going to join up with Eagle Crest this year and help out with the Christmas Eve celebration up at the lodge. So we'll have a special story time or something along those lines there on Christmas Eve. So we're excited about that.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and of course, we will be closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. And one other little thing coming up as well is a fun kind of homeschool activity perhaps for folks. It's the video conference event called Everyday Geology, and that'll be on Monday, December 9th from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Valley Library. So all ages are welcome, but it's geared for K through 3, so it should be a great informational video conference, part of the OWL series, Online with Libraries.
I like the OWL series. I'm into it. So if people wanted to find more information about the OWL series, or they wanted to find more information about all the upcoming fabulous activities happening at the various libraries in town, where would we go?
Well, we have now two exciting ways for you to get more information about what's going on at the library. You can visit our website, of course, www.juno.org/library, or we have a new Facebook page that's up and running that's part of just the library now. Friends of the Library, of course, always is providing lots of great information on their Facebook page, but now we have a Facebook page, so look for Juno Public Libraries with the IES there at the end, and you'll find our Facebook page, like us, and you'll be up to date on everything that's going on.
Perfect. Oh, I love that I asked them.
It's perfect. You have the perfect questions. You could be a patron at the library coming up to the desk and asking a question.
I think I will.
Well,
anything else this fine holiday season that the library wants us to know?
Just to enjoy those Christmas books. We've got them out on display right now, the holiday books, and they're a short two-week checkout period. So come in and check out our new display of holiday books and get all those great stories in. There's some wonderful tales that you can tell of all different kinds of Christmases and Hanukkah, of course, which just passed, and other holiday traditions. So,
sounds great. Thanks so much, mm-hmm. Beth. And speaking of writers and writing 50,000 words, here's the Writer's Almanac, Garrison Keillor.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 5th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet Christina Rossetti, London, 1830, who gave us the Christmas carol in the bleak midwinter. Frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. It's the birthday of Calvin Trillin, born Kansas City, 1935. His father was a Ukrainian immigrant, ran a grocery store. Trillin said, "It was a given in our family that my father was a grocer so that I wouldn't have to be." His father read a novel called Stover at Yale, but a young man at Yale decided that his son would go to Yale someday, and so he did, eventually wound up writing for the New Yorker magazine. Calvin Trillin, who said, "The most remarkable thing about my mother is that for 30 years she served the family nothing but leftovers. The original meal has never been found." It's the birthday of Joan Didion, Sacramento, 1934. Shy girl, loved to read, went to University of California, Berkeley, because it was so big she wanted to be anonymous. Won first place in an essay contest for Vogue. Her prize was a job at the magazine, where she started her writing career. She wrote essays about 60s counterculture, but she was an outsider to all of that. She was a Goldwater Republican. It's the birthday of Rose Wilder Lane, born in DeSmet, South Dakota, 1886, grew up in poverty with her father Almanzo and her mother Laura Ingalls Wilder. Family struggled with crop failure and terrible debt, finally settled in the Ozarks. And as soon as she could, Rose left home. She went to San Francisco, Paris, New York, Berlin, made her living as a freelance journalist, became one of the highest paid female writers in the country. In 1930, her mother wrote an autobiography called Pioneer Girl. It was turned down by several publishers, and one of them suggested that she rewrite it as a children's book. And Rose Lane decided to help her mother with the rewriting. And together they created the Little House on the Prairie books. Nobody is sure how much the daughter influenced the book. She was at least the editor, sometimes the ghostwriter. She wrote to her mother about some changes. "A good bit of the detail that I add to your copy is for pure sensory effect." And her mother replied, "Do anything you please with the damn stuff if you will fix it up." But clearly, without Rose Wilder Lane, the Little House books would probably not exist. Here's a poem for today by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Goodbye. Goodbye, proud world, I'm going home. Thou art not my friend, and I'm not thine. Long through thy weary crowds I roam, a river ark on the ocean brine. Long I've been tossed like the driven foam, but now, proud world, I'm going home. Goodbye to flattery's fawning face, to grandeur with his wise cremace, to upstart wealth's averted eye, to supple office low and high, to crowded halls, to court and street, to frozen hearts and hasting feet, to those who go and those who come, goodbye, proud world, I'm going home. From Goodbye by Ralph Waldo Emerson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. It's Thursday, December 5th, and in the studio with me, I have Maya Wolf, Richard Carstensen, and Larry West, and they are all employees at Discovery Southeast. They're going to give us an update on what's going on out there and all sorts of stuff. So, Maya, can you give us a background information? So, what is Discovery Southeast?
Yeah, so Discovery Southeast is a nonprofit that works to promote environmental education and nature education here in Juneau, and we work a lot with the elementary schools in the area. We have a program called Nature Studies, where we work with third grade through fifth grade in, I think, four of the public elementary schools. So we'll go in once each season and do a little bit of a hands-on lesson with them and connect them to their backyard and help them get some education and the nature around them. And we also have Discovery Days, which are a program that we do when school is not in session to help kids get outdoors and spend that day outside learning about nature instead of inside just hanging out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And so who are the people that help teach these nature programs? Like, are they community members, or how does that work?
We have several part-time naturalists that work with us, and so Richard Carstensen here in the studio is one of our lead naturalists, and we have several others that are involved in the community in other ways, but they will help lead the nature studies and Discovery Days, Outdoor Explorers, and all of our programs.
Cool. And so, Richard, you're the lead naturalist, and so you've actually come up with a lead naturalist book, really. So what's this, what's this book?
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. It's a I've been calling it A Natural and Cultural History of Juneau Masquerading as a Trails Guide. And the reason I say that is that the city asked us back in 2007 to do interpretive work for trails that resulted in these three-panel signs that you see at a lot of trailheads around Juneau. And this book is sort of the background to that. So it kind of backs up and looks at the geology and the fisheries and the human history and the wildlife and the plant communities and kind of puts it all in a context. So it's not a trail guide in the sense of detailed information about where to go for all 100 or so trails in Juneau, but it sort of takes some vignettes and looks more closely at those.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of work, you know, how, there's a lot of work that goes into that book, but what was, you know, some of the background work that has really helped, you know, through Discovery?
The way that I look at it is that Juneau has been my home for 35 years, and so I thought I knew these places well that the city asked us to interpret. But at the time that the request came in, I had just finished about 15 years of work back and forth across the Tongass, mapping using GIS, and then I kind of applied those new skills that I had to looking more closely at my own backyard. And there were a lot of things that I had never noticed when I applied those new techniques. So I think they were surprises to me, and I hope they'll be informative to other Juneau Outdoors folks.
Where can people get that book?
I'm going to let somebody else answer that one. I'm not quite in the loop on that. Larry,
sure, I'll take that one. We've got several events coming up over the course of the next week and a half or so, and that's one way to get them. They're also at the local bookstores, and you can order them online directly from our website, discoverysoutheast.org. So there are lots of ways to get it, but in particular, tomorrow evening during Gallery Walk, we're going to be doing a partnership event with Foggy Mountain Shop. And Richard will be there signing the books, so you can actually buy one there that evening, tomorrow evening. And you could also get one the next day at and by the way, that brings me to talk momentarily about membership, because if you're a member of Discovery Southeast during tomorrow evening's Gallery Walk, you will get a 20% discount on any single item at the shop that is not already discounted. So there's a little incentive there to come in and become a member of Discovery Southeast.
What does that actually mean to be a member?
Good question. Membership is one way of supporting the nature programs that Maya was describing, such that, just like KTOO, public radio, et cetera, you know, membership provides a significant chunk of our revenue to keep these programs going. We also get money from municipal grants. We get money from fundraisers like our big auction in the spring of every year and all. But membership is really one of the most important ways of sustaining these programs, because it's that direct relationship between the person who's donating the money and making sure that these programs continue for kids and adults in Juneau. So anyway, then Saturday at Rainy Retreat Books downtown in Juneau, Richard will be signing books between 12 noon and 2 p.m. And then again the following Saturday at Alaska Brewing Company's downtown depot, he'll be there from 1 to 4 in the afternoon when they're doing a local brews and local books event.
Brews and books.
Brews and books.
Richard, they're keeping you busy.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to keep a lot of people busy reading, too, over the next few weeks and months and years, I'm sure, with this great book.
Yeah, and so are most of your programs focused towards young people?
Yeah, most of our programs are focused towards youth here in Juneau, especially elementary age students.
Okay. Yeah. And if people want to get more information about, you know, how they can get involved, so becoming a member, and do you look for naturalists, or how does that work?
We're, it seems like, always looking for everything. We're looking for volunteers, people who can help us. We just did a big mailing this week to our current mailing list, and, you know, just stuffing envelopes. Those kinds of things come along all the time where we need some help. Best way to get plugged in is to just log on to our website, discoverysoutheast.org. You can also call the office number, 463-1500, 463-1500.
Great. Anything else you want to tell us about anything upcoming?
In addition to the website Larry just mentioned, which you could think of as our administrative site where you go to find out about our programs and events, there's a new website we're developing at Discovery called JunoNature.org, and that is going to be a one-stop shop for everything to do with natural and cultural history of Juneau and more broadly Southeast Alaska. And we're really excited about that. That's being developed with funding from Michael Blackwell, a longtime Discovery supporter.
Oh, wow. When's that going to be? That's great.
That's out there already. So you can go to JunoNature.org, and it's in its early phases, but it's already got a great deal of information you can download about Juneau natural history.
Wow. You know what? I had no idea. So that's great. I'm really glad, because that's a fabulous resource for us. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Aaron, telling us all the really great things going on at Discovery Southeast. And people, check out definitely your website to get all the information about upcoming events and book signings. And, yeah, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, KTOO and Shona. Appreciate
being
here.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. My name is Shona Strasser. It's Thursday, December 5th, 3:30. And in the studio with me, I have the one, the only, well, I said that about Nancy, so the... So that doesn't work. Hi, MK.
Hi.
MK McNaughton here, talking about her 100 Under 100 show this Friday, actually tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. All weekend, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my studio's small, so I extended the hours to squish more people in over time.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So for those people who don't know, can you tell us where your studio is?
Yes. It's hard to describe and really easy to find. So don't think, just walk behind Kenny's. Wok and Teriyaki, which is on the corner of Front and Main. Glorious sounding, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it, right in the back corner of the parking lot by the propane tanks, you'll see a little glow in the little door. That's my studio.
Yeah, it's beautiful back there, so definitely stop by there first Friday. So 100 Under 100, can you, I can guess what it is, but can you fill us in?
Yes, actually I have to give thanks to Nicole Bauberger from White Horse for the idea, because she does this up in White Horse every year. And I asked her, what a great idea. Can I copy that? So she's probably not the first, but the goal was to make 100 little things, little gifty items. And for me, it's just meditative and fun to make little pieces of art. So I started quite a while ago, and I invited a woman that I met in Sitka named Cynthia Gibson to join me. I had been in Sitka for a couple of workshops over the past year, and she came to them, and she is a really quirky, fabulous artist. She makes earrings out of fish vertebrae. In fact, she made a whole dress for wearable art. So I was the bug out of onion skins, and she was a flapper girl in fish vertebrae, and we'd hit it off.
Match made,
yes, yes.
Somewhere smelly. I love it.
Yeah.
So she's coming over to bring pieces over for the show.
She is.
And what kind of pieces do you have in this show?
I have paintings. I have 63 paintings.
Wow.
60 that are under $100. Three big ones. Two big ones. And lots of them are really little, and they come with little tiny easels if you want, or they hang on the wall. And they are of, I did a cake and cupcake series, and landscapes and chairs that are having little conversations.
Did you do a cupcake landscape?
I haven't done that yet, but I am going to make 100 cupcakes tonight.
Wow.
Chocolate chip.
You're a busy lady.
Yeah. And I have lamps made out of bowling pins.
Lamps made out of bowling pins?
I do, yes. 8 lamps, different shades. And I have, baskets. The baskets I love to make. I drilled silverware, too, and sewed them into the basket so they hold napkins. They're napkin holders.
Right. So the fork actually is...
The fork is full
poke
up.
Napkin.
Yeah.
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 Weird, oh,
there's
cool.
Not much silverware left in my house, but...
Everybody's just using their hands at your house.
But napkins. Lots of napkins. And the baskets come with napkins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
a
then
deal.
Cindy is bringing almost 100 pieces of fish vertebrae jewelry. And let me tell you, that's a lot of cleaning. She does a very meticulous bleaching process to get the vertebrae really clean. And then she also makes these really quirky, amazing... I don't know what to call them, but assemblages, assemblage, is that kind of a real word?
Sure.
Sounds,
it is now.
Sounds arty, French and arty. And it's, Jeff, my son's French teacher says, French it up, if you don't know. So
I do
assemblage.
It all the time,
yeah.
Yes.
And there, the one picture she sent me was of a little crab circus, a little tiny crab that she collected off the beach and cleaned. And they're in a little circus, there's a little crab on a little bicycle. I love them. They're really quirky. So if you need a bowling pin lamp or a crab circus, drop on in.
I love it. And what time will you be there?
Well, Friday, noon to 8, because, mm-hmm. again, my studio is kind of small. So you can come at lunch, noon to 8, and then Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday, 10 to 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so
and I expect
first,
the weekend will
your
be.
Your first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I am.
You don't mess around.
It's a gallery walk weekend.
Lovely.
Yes, with $100 worth of cookies. I decided to forget the vegetables and cheese, just straight on cookies.
And cupcakes.
And chocolate. And cupcakes.
And cupcakes.
Yeah, go eat dinner somewhere else and just come eat chocolate with me.
Nice. I like that. So what else is going on at Sketch? Because not only do you do a lot of First Friday openings, and you not only do them at your own studio, but you do them all over town. But what else is going on at Sketch at your studio?
Thank you for asking. I have... I have a couple classes coming up in January. My adult class is full, but I have a few spots left in my kids' class. It's mixed media, so it's I've been teaching drawing, painting, and invention classes, and this is going to be a combination of all three. So a little structure, a little wildness combined, and multimedia artwork.
What do you mean by art invention?
Well, I just, you know, Shona, I collect a lot of junk. And then people give me great stuff, like the bowling pins, thanks to Jeff Brown, or a piano, thanks to Stuart Gerger. So actually, in one of the invention classes, the kids got really into taking the piano apart, and it turned into bug pieces and spheres and, you know, all kinds of creatures. They're pretty amazing, and I have a lot of piano left, so there's more there. So 3D art, and kids are really good at looking at something and imagining its potential. So I love putting stuff out there, seeing what they're interested in. Drills, a few hammers and drills and power tools.
It's kind of like art improvisation, really.
Oh, that's a good name. Can I use that?
Sure.
Yeah. And I also have art catering available. I like to offer, it's kind of like a class. It can be a one-time class or it can be ongoing. It's an art party. I'm the art waitress. I bring the stuff to you. And I have done a couple in the past year that have been really fun. One, a group of women, all who had young kids, after the kids went to bed, they had wine and chocolate. It was at someone's house, and I brought encaustic painting. So I set it all up. They drank wine and had chocolate and visited, and then they did the art project, and then I cleaned it up and took it away. So that's art catering.
You actually did all the things that I don't like about doing art. You know what I mean? I don't like cleaning or setting up. So
well, that's what it's all about.
That's where
I love
you step
it.
In.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a little gift cards, and I did a brunch once, a basket making brunch. I have to say I eat well at these events too so far. And I did a staff retreat for the Council on Domestic Violence, incorporated some poetry into that and some encaustic painting in that as well. So it can be for staff, it can be for family, big family gathering.
So what kind of stuff can you cater to? I mean, can people like choose a little menu, an art menu,
yes,
or what?
Yes, I have a little menu hanging in my studio. You can come check it out. So usually a two-hour session, so probably not oil painting because you just can't do that in 2 hours, but encaustic painting, or there are little watercolor kits for the field that I make out of old CD cases. You can do a charcoal drawing workshop. I have a whole variety of ideas, and I'm open to more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like an onion putting together skin dress.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have all my discs left. I would love to do that. They're beautiful. They're kind of like fish scales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what other exhibits are coming up on the horizon for you?
Well, actually, I'd love to find more models for my next show. The show's called Secrets, and it's scheduled to be at the City Museum March and April, although I heard their construction might be running a little behind, so it might just be April. I'll find out, hopefully, before March. But I'm drawing large portraits, 3 by 3 foot charcoal portraits of people in town. And the show's called Secrets, and it's really about the emotional weight of secrets. So I've been interviewing people, taking photos, and then making sketches or drawings from those. And I need a few more models. If anyone out there is listening and interested in talking about it, drop by my studio.
Oh, cool. If they've got some juicy secrets.
Well, it's not necessarily about telling secrets. It's more about what holding secrets does to us when we carry them around. You know, it's a gift we give to each other. It's a connection you have to another person. It's a weight. It's a burden. It can be freeing to let it go. It can be, you know, damning to let it go, let a secret go. So the great thing about making art is that I discover something from every show. And I have had this impulse to do this show for a couple of years. And I'm not sure yet, because I'm still working on it, exactly what I'm going to get from it. But already the interviews I've had have been really powerful. And people have given me beautiful images. I'm working on a drawing right now of a man who described the weight of a brick wall on his shoulders. So I'm trying to draw a brick wall on his shoulders. I didn't have one to pose him with. So.
He probably thanks you for that as well. Yes.
Yeah, it was a great conversation though.
Yeah. So if people want to be models for this upcoming show, they could check you out at Sketch tomorrow.
Yeah, they could. Or all weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Can you give us those hours one more time and the place also? That would be great.
Yes. Thank you. Friday, Saturday, noon to 8, and plenty of cookies to last the whole time. And then Sunday, 10 to 3. And I'm behind Kenny's Wok and Teriyaki. There's a little parking lot, a little door in the back by the propane tanks.
Yeah, don't be intimidated by the cars. You kind of have to weave through one or two, right?
Right, or walk right through the middle of the parking lot.
Yeah.
You don't have to skirt the wall, you know, Jonah.
I usually get run over, so
don't do that.
That's how I roll.
No, you'll see the glow of the studio back there. And yeah, come check out my little place.
Yeah, it's such a really cool studio. So please do check it out on your first Friday adventures, which will be up soon next, talking to Nancy DeCherney about the fabulous first Friday coming up. But MK, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure. And your gallery is just fabulous. So
thank you. I love it.
Yeah. And here's a little Power to the People in honor of Nelson Mandela. That's John Lennon there with Power to the People. And speaking of powering people, it's Nancy DeCherney. Hi, Nancy.
And boy, do we have to power through this one, let me tell you.
That's right. It's Arts Up, and we've got a lot to talk about because it's First Friday.
It's Gallery Walk.
Gallery Walk December.
Which is even worse than First Friday. They're having a block party. Come on.
I love block parties.
Yeah. I mean, so there's just quite a few things to talk about, and you guys have an online interactive map.
This is so cool. Scott Burton came into the studio right before I went on air, and he said, Shona, check this out. It's an art map, and you can click on this art map at kto.org, and you can check out all the venues, all the art venues in town for tomorrow night, and it's meant for your mobile device, so you can go through your phone. It's so cool. So that's at kto.org. It's called Art Map, and there's still, if you have an event that's not on there yet, you can email Heather at ktoo.org, send her a photo and a short description, and she'll pop that on. And I think that's amazing. I checked it out. It's just too cool.
But for those of you who are sort of more paper prone, we do have the little flyers available already, and I will try to post them online. But speaking of being technologically fun, if you are out and about with your smartphone, hashtag Gallery Walk 13, You can do Instagrams, and they're live streaming these at Goldtown Nickelodeon all during gallery walk. So if you don't feel like being outside, you can just watch everybody else.
Oh, I love our little town. That's so cool.
Is that too silly or what?
Awesome.
Okay, so...
So where should we go, Nancy?
Start at the Arts Council, of course, so you can get this little map. We have Plain Rain Paints Provence. Many people are familiar with the Plain Rain people. They go out and paint every Saturday morning, come rain or shine, and they decided to go to France. Because it was raining, I guess. And so anyway, they have it's a beautiful show in there. And so start there. We also have Stacey Gullifson with Seek Chic Charms. She'll be a jewelry, beautiful jewelry. She'll be in there. And following that, there is a scholarship auction fundraising dance party, which you're going to be playing for, right?
That's right.
Cool. It is to benefit a new scholarship, a Bethany Berriman Memorial Scholarship for theater kids. So lots of things happening at the Arts Council. Stop in there. Is in addition, Juno Jazz and Classics will be open, and they are starting to sell Manhattan Transfer tickets.
I didn't know Manhattan Transfer was coming here. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta go, Nancy.
Well, let me just say right here and now that the tickets are gonna go up after January 1st. So get your tickets before January 1st to get a really amazing deal. I mean, there are people flying up to Anchorage paying twice as much money to see these people. You can see them here and get your tickets before January 1st and laugh all the way to the bank. Okay. Alaska State Museum will be open. They have From Out, Dick Benedict, and an artist from Ketchikan, David Rubin. Let me just say that you got to start way down by the bridge. Cycle Alaska will be open. They have photography by Jeff Brown, and they're doing a Trail Mix membership drive and drawing, so you can go there. Copa is going to be has their ice cream, and they have new landscape painting by Jim Fowler. And as long as you're over there, right next door to them, in what we're just simply calling the 917 building, it's the little office space that's between Copa and Songs, is Flights of Fancy. Sort of Alexander Calder-like mobiles that Dean Guanelli has done. So you're over there, and then you come along to Blue Muscle Aesthetics. She's having an open house that is in the building that is next to the 76 gas station.
Is that the Botox place?
Yes, it is. You don't have to whisper.
I don't have to whisper it.
Yes, it is. Okay, and then you go in through to the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. You're hungry by now. Bullwinkle's is having a special deal on pizzas over there. Then you go walking along, and Jeanette, the Sealaska Plaza, is having, I think Dwayne Bosch is doing carving demonstrations, so there's that. And then you'll run a sketch. You were just talking to MK. Go up Main Street to sketch. The Silver Bow Inn has had open house and a place for kids to color. And in addition, in the back room, they have Science Meets Art, a really interesting photography exhibit from UAF. And across the street from them, Bowron and Clifton are having fabulous cookies and an open house and an opportunity to see photos of renovation projects that they've done. Don't you love looking at that?
They do such great work that I get excited.
Envy. Yeah. I've got kitchen envy or something.
Always.
And then toddle on up the hill to the Juno Douglas City Museum. Infinite Visibility with Toby Harbinick and The Hat Show by Dale DeArmond is still up there. Rachel Usler's glass pieces will be featured in the lobby shop, in their gallery shop. So then you come down Seward Street. The Wassman Building has the Juno Photo Group. The Canvas has Art is in the Air, the Reach Artist. And Behind the Sky is of course, open because you're hungry now. Again, and then Art Such is also open. He has a selection of 2014 calendars with photography by Art Such and Chris Miller, so you can get ready to go there. Illustrations by Abe Wiley with music by Scorcher as you come down the hill.
That's in the building that usually has the alien head.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited. It's a really cool space.
So they're doing something cool in it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Zephyr will be open from 6 to 9 with a Traveler Duo and Vicky Van Fleet singing. So you can do a dinner thing. Northwind Architects has an open house there on Seward Street. Rainy Retreat has the Natural History of Juno Trails, a Watershed Approach, Richard Carstensen's book. He's going to be signing that. Music by Patrick Henry. from 5:30 to 6:30. The Rookery has something, an art installation by Sarah Conroe called Nice Looking. And I think that you have to go start on Friday and then just go throughout the month. I believe it will keep evolving as things happen. You never know.
You never know with those Conroe siblings.
I know. They do the most interesting things. And then since you need a little sustenance, then you go next door to Shoe Fly and you get some shoe cookies.
And you eat shoes. Interesting.
Chef Steph, her fabulous shoes. Then, you know, you're right there on Front Street, which is where the Black Party's happening. There's music by DJ Manu, Juno Drug, Alaska Robotics has Upwards with Christy Nami, Erickson and Trickster Stuff by Rico Worrell, Annie Kales has all their fabulous stuff, Sherry McDonald, Ian Grand, Karen Beeson. The Jewel Box is open. They have the Bell Choir in there, a jeweler named Danny Wong. Titan is open for this event. That's that tiny little store. Sarah Chatfield, Michael Reed Hunter, and Hearthside Books, Ernestine Hayes will be signing her book. Miner's Postal has Tom's Pots and a bake sale. I don't think you need to worry about food on this deal. Around the corner, Aurora Healing Arts is open. They have Art from the Wild Side of Juno by Linda Miller, as well as Clarissa Rizal, Lily Kilbear, and Alaska Rail Prince. Jenna Gonzalez-Smith, if you remember her, she was the person who won Wearable Arts last year with the very interesting...
Oh, yeah.
She does. She works with Mary Ellen Frank, and she's opening her own studio next door to Aunt Claudia's Dolls. So go up and visit that. She will have her piece from last year and what she's working on for this year, so you can get a preview of coming attractions. As I mentioned, Gold Town Nickelodeon, you need a little rest right now. So go in and watch the live streaming of everybody taking photos of what's going on. Rainforest Yoga is having yoga by Bridget Kuhar and music by George. So you can do yoga and music.
Oh,
lovely.
I want to go there.
Yeah, see there? Samovar has new works by Deacon Charles Rohrbacher. Skookum Apparel and Kodiak Coat Company upstairs has evening gowns. You need that.
Bridget's got evening gowns?
I guess so. That's what they say here.
Like evening dress. With sparkles?
I would.
I'm a sucker for the evening gown. You say sparkle and
sparkles.
I'm there. Yes.
The Red Dog Saloon, live music by Irene Mueller, Local Crafts, Hot Cider. Trove is open, and they have their annual 50% off jewelry sale. And they'll stay open until people stop coming to the store, is what they said. Invisible World is also open there for the holidays. Same deal. The Brewing Company has a whole selection of Alaskan ales and music by the Juno Symphony. The Fairweather Gallery has Paul Borey and Blanket Creek Pottery and other things. Let's see. We need to go on up the street to Juno Artist Gallery, which has expanded. So they not only have the Bag Ladies, Barb Mitchell and Carol Burrow, but they have Joyce Payne and David Riccio in the Annex. The Imagination Station is having a Polar Express party. Wilderness Peaks has new works by Daniel Buskett. The Baranoff Hotel has the UAS Juried Show.
Which is
show.
Always so cool.
It's
I actually
lovely.
Hit that show first because it's just amazing. Yeah.
And then you can go downhill.
Exactly.
Just downhill from there.
That's exactly. You know how I operate,
yes,
Nancy.
Yes. And then Foggy Mountain has a Discovery Southeast membership drive and 20% off. So, but right next door, you can get photos with Santa in the old Capital City Weekly building. Bee's Bistro is having a gingerbread house silent auction to benefit Red Cross. Vanities has new works by Phoebe Rohrbacher. They're upstairs from them. The Northern Oasis Spa is having massages and saunas. And you can get gift certificates. And they have artwork by Char Fox. And I misspelled holiday on this thing, so okay then.
How'd you spell it?
I forgot the A. Just don't look so close, okay? Mountainside Wellness is having holiday gifts open as well. So that's a whole bunch of stuff, and it's a good thing we have these guides.
I know. Thank you for doing those guides.
Well, you know, it's just exciting that so many things are going on. Somebody suggested that we should have a barbecue in the Front Street area so that people can warm up and roast marshmallows. I encourage you to bring your own.
Perfect.
Just do that. Do we have time to talk about the rest of life?
I'm a little worn out now, to tell you
really?
The truth. And we're supposed to hit all that in like 4 hours, right?
Well, you know, actually, I think a lot of people have their stuff is up and around on Saturday as well, but it is the Friday party. That's when the party is.
I just got a little sad. We have a gig. I just got a little sad about it because, Yes, what is going
but
on?
You'll be a fabulous gig.
It'll be great.
So tonight at 4 o'clock, real soon, is the Willoughby District Development Meeting. So this whole area of sort of from Gold Belt to the Federal Building and whatnot, planning for that. Come on over to the Jack and let's talk about it. It's the last weekend for Perseverance Theaters Treasure Island, and I will just say right now, Sunday is sold out.
It is.
Yeah.
So Saturday's close. There's still tickets for tonight.
Yeah. So don't get lost there, people. It's the holiday Pops concert. Saturday's out at Chapel by the Lake and Sunday afternoon at the Arts Council. Gold Street Music has music happening on Saturday. The Nutcracker Ballet. It's that time of year.
Oh, wow. It is.
Yeah. And Santa's everywhere. So Nutcracker Ballet is Saturday at 2 and 7 and then Sunday again at 2. Let's see, what else do we need? Oh, there's an ugly Christmas sweater run Saturday morning at 9:30.
Is there? Where's that?
That's at Twin Lakes. Do you have an ugly sweater that you need?
Yep, I have to wear plenty.
Okay. It's also on Saturday, Eagle Crest opening day.
That's right.
I'm so excited about Eagle Crest doing all the things that they're doing. It's very exciting. Let's see, there's not a Thanksgiving Day barn dance. Let's get rid of that. There is a... I know there's plenty of more things to do here. On Monday, we begin voting for Eagle Crest again, I believe. So get your magic phones ready to do that. There is a salsa workshop at Urgent Care on Tuesday at 7:15. It's free. We have old-time music jam at the Red Dog Saloon on Wednesday at 7 p.m.
I think really?
We do this every week maybe or every month. It's something. And it's mud rooms.
On Wednesday?
On Wednesday.
What's the theme?
Awkward.
Oh, I'm telling all my stories.
I'm already embarrassed and I want to go. Oh, dear. And let's see, there's the Adaptive Ski Kickoff Party at Sail next Thursday, and at 7 p.m. next Thursday, the Writer's Showcase, which is something new that K2's doing in their new studio. So be tuned for that. I'm sure you'll be talking about that more. Also, it is the deadline on next Thursday to register for the Christmas boat lighting contest. So just be thinking about that if you have a boat in one of the harbors. This is something that's sponsored by Docks and Harbors, the Chamber of Commerce, and the Yacht Club. You could win fabulous prizes.
There's some cash prizes involved.
Cash.
There's money. Like, let me get a boat real quick.
I don't know if it's worth getting a boat, but perhaps you could help somebody with their boat. Anyway, it's just a very exciting week, as always, and I would just encourage you most of all to relax and enjoy it.
Yes, indeed. As it's the holiday season, right? Nancy DeJourdy, thank you so much. You can get those calendars at the Jack, or you could also find them online, of course, at jhc.
If I get them posted there, I'll fix the spelling.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
We've lost one of the most influential, courageous, and profoundly good human beings that any of us will share time with on this earth.
South Africa's former President Nelson Mandela has died.
For Thursday, December 5th, it's All Things Considered from NPR News.